I'm Peter Gray, and on today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report, we'll talk about the state's big plan for running faster passenger trains between Chicago and St. Louis, a group of architects' new vision for some older buildings in the downtown of Springfield, and retail expansion on the town's south side takes a step forward. I'm joined now by Tim Landis, business editor for the State Journal Register. And Tim, you reported on something of a milestone, I guess, for IDOT's rail project. Could you give us an update on that?
Well, this is the fourth construction season, the way we computed it, for high-speed rail work between Chicago and St. Louis. And starting this week, they're getting into the final round of construction toward 110-mile-an-hour trains, they're hoping, in 2015. Most of this last round of work will be bridge upgrades, some rail, and, of course, they'll need special signaling equipment to handle the faster trains. But looks like this is all winding down to the tune of about $1.6 billion.
This final phase of that project, is that happening just to the south of Springfield? Where is that going to maybe impact people who might want to take an Amtrak train?
Well, they'll be starting south of Springfield, but there's some work up in the Bloomington area, as we understand it, and they will be switching to buses periodically during this construction, including on the Lincoln service train through Springfield. So folks who are riding that over the next week or two will want to check the Amtrak schedules just to see when the buses will be running.
We've talked quite a bit about revitalization of downtown Springfield, but what's the latest on that?
Well, you remember last year the Sustainable Design Assessment Team came through as a group of outside urban planners, spent a couple days in Springfield, and released a series of recommendations on improving or sustaining the development of downtown. Probably the main one was trying to get more people living downtown, and there is a shortage of housing, as the way it was described. Well, a group of Springfield architects, so six architectural firms, got together and imagined what some existing buildings would look like if those were converted to apartments. And probably the best example is the former First United Methodist Church there at 5th and Capitol. They envisioned that as student housing, possibly, or a workforce transition center. So these are all just ideas that have been kicking around to try to get more residential development there.
And certainly with that church, you're looking at some pretty interesting architecture. I think they'd have to be creative with making that sanctuary into maybe a common room or common space for students, and then perhaps putting the living arrangements in the building that's just to the east. But it'd be fascinating to see some of the renderings that they've got put together for that kind of thing.
Well, and one thing they really aimed for here, Peter, was they tried to come up with concepts that are doable. These are not high in the sky, and they are actually, in some of these instances, already talking to developers and saying, okay, here's what the possibilities are. And I should say, if folks want to get an idea of what these look like, they can go to our website. We have the renderings up at sjr.com. They'll also be on display at Resource One, the office design firm at 321 East Adams, 8 to noon this Saturday, and then again 8 to noon a week from Saturday. It's timed with the farmer's market. And one of the things they're asking is if folks come by to look at and say, hey, I like this, I don't like that, they're looking for some feedback on this and try to really make at least some of this happen.
Touching briefly on what's going on then on the south side of town with some retail development as opposed to residential, give us an update on the outlets there.
Well, that's one of the questions we get most often at the newspaper is when will the outlet mall south of Shields open? We did notice they just got the permits from the city to begin pouring the foundation, starting construction this fall, and probably, at least we've been told, see the first few stores open in the summer of 2014.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on daily in the SJR. Thanks very much for your time, Tim.
Thank you, Peter.